Welcome to another episode of The Drive. Today I wanted to start off by asking one question. What should be the main focus for the Dallas Cowboys this offseason? Send me your thoughts to thedrivecowboysaddict@gmail.com. I really want to know what you think. So without further ado, let's play that intro music and let's get started for today. Okay, so let me start off by thanking every single person who listens to this podcast. It was a little bit over a month ago that I decided to do this. And as of this recording, I've had over 395 listens total for 10 episodes that I've published. To me, that's pretty good. I've never done a podcast before. This is my first one. And I couldn't be more thankful to every person who listens to this. My hope is that you keep listening. I'm going to keep publishing these, and I really hope that you keep listening and that you keep sending me listener mail, because I really want to know what everybody else thinks. Honestly, when I had the idea to start this podcast, I was a little bit nervous of what people were going to say about, you know, how I sound. Not really my ideas, primarily because I don't care, but I do care about the way I sound, and that's a little weird, I know, but I'm self-conscious about my voice. But so again, thanks to everybody who listens, and it means a great deal to me. I've even gained some subscribers, which is a little crazy to think about, really. And just a quick note, if this recording sounds a little bit weird, is because I am again recording on my drive home. And in the last three episodes, I think I was recording at home because it just worked out that way. But I'm back to recording on the drive, so you may hear a bunch of different noises from the road. I have a really long way home. It's over an hour. I work 42 miles away from where I live. So that's where the main idea came to record. Might as well use my time wisely, right? Do something while I drive. It's not like it takes a whole deal of effort, really. But enough of that. Let's get started. Let's talk about the Cowboys now. So I know there was a reporting that supposedly Jerry Jones was mulling over the idea of extending Jason Garrett again. It's been going on really all season. And I've given my thoughts on why I don't like Garrett. If you want to go back and give a listen to Fire Jason Garrett ? That was the episode where I asked that question and then kind of answered it for myself, at least with what I thought. And I'm going to summarize a little bit. I'm not going to go too much into too much detail about why I think he should be fired, but basically I think he should be fired, right? And I think he should be fired this offseason, like today or tomorrow or yesterday, really after the loss, but that doesn't matter. He should be fired right now, and we should be getting another coach. At the very least, Scott Linehan should be gone. We all know he's an issue. We all know he's a problem. He's antiquated. He tries to play football in a way that's just, it's not going to win you the game anymore. And he just has terrible play calls between the screens on third and long. Anyway, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you should already know what I'm talking about. So at the very least, Scott Linehan needs to go, right? But I think Jason Garrett needs to go also, because I don't know that we should sign Dak to a long-term contract. I know that I've said that he's a winner in the past, and I stand by that. But I also stand by the statement that I said that he's not good enough as a quarterback, as a thrower of the football. He's just not good. He's not good enough. He's never going to be your Breeze. He's never going to be your Rodgers. He's just not good enough. But that being said, the reason I want Jason Garrett fired is because I want to see what he can do with a different coach. And there's 1 year left on Dak's rookie contract, which is this upcoming season. So when I look at it, I think I see a potential to hire a different coach, at the very least a different coordinator, like I said, So that we can see what Dak is really capable of with a different system, with a different coach. Maybe hire somebody who's supposedly a a quarterback guru or just somebody. Just somebody else, because I want to see what Dak can do before they give him a contract. I don't oppose giving him a contract for, let's say, 3 years for middle-of-the-pack quarterback money, because that's what he is right now. Unless the game is on the line, then all of a sudden he turns into Mr. Clutch for some reason. So that's my thoughts on that. Jason Garrett should not be extended. He should be fired today. But here's the thing, though. If they let him finish off his contract next year, then I'm fine with that, as long as Scott Linehan is gone. And there was another thing that came out that was saying, or where Jason Garrett was saying that there's not going to be any major changes in his coaching staff for next season. Immediately, I was like, "Oh God, no!" And I thought of that Michael Scott overreaction when he sees Toby comes back. I'm not going to scream because it's going to sound super loud in the microphone, but basically he's just like, "God, no, no, God!" You know, I thought of that. That was my reaction when I saw that Jason Garrett had said Scott Linehan was going to stay, or there was not going to be any major changes to his coaching staff. And Jerry needs to do something about that. Jerry's the main guy, and we all know he makes a lot of decisions, and he's the last step before something gets approved. He's the one who signs everything and either decides yes or decides no, with input from somebody else, but he's the main guy, you know? And he should come in and say, no, that's not what's going to happen, Jason. Scott Linehan is going to go, and that's final. And maybe what's going on here, though, is that Jason Garrett's trying to keep everything within the institution, which is, it's fine. It's the right thing to do, I guess. You know, in a sport, in a club, you never want to start unnecessary controversy, and that's probably what he's doing. He's probably just holding his cards close to his chest, and I think that's okay. But I'm hoping that that's what's going on, because we don't need another season, another year with Scott Linehan. It would just be demoralizing, really, to have Scott Linehan again on the team next year, and because we'd all know where we're gonna end up again. At the very least, at the most, we're going to end up in the same spot that we were this year, you know? So Scott Linehan needs to go. I think Jason Garrett needs to go, but if he stays one more year, that's fine. I am completely opposed to a contract extension. I don't care if he won 3 NFC East championships for the last 5 years. That doesn't do anything for me. I don't know what it does for you, but it doesn't do anything for me. It gives me a little bit of joy, but I want the ultimate prize, which is the Super Bowl. And it's very disappointing to keep getting to the divisional round and keep losing every single year. You know, it's getting very annoying. And Jason Garrett has only had 2 playoff wins since he's became full-time coach of the Cowboys. So these NFC East crowns, they mean nothing to me. Somebody on Reddit posted a really funny meme today. It was Scott Linehan with it was Scott Linehan's body with that girl from Bird Box. I'm not very good with actresses or actors' names, but that girl from the Bird Box, her face and the blindfold over her face, over her eyes, and they said that was a picture of Scott Linehan in the LA Rams game. I thought that was pretty hilarious. Because he does call plays like he's blindfolded sometimes. Let's get into a different topic now. I want to go over what somebody said on Reddit again. Sorry, I'm on Reddit a lot, probably too much. But somebody on there was saying, "How come we're not outraged at the supposed sack from Lyle Collins on Dak Prescott, his own lineman?" And personally, I'm not outraged by that, because if I'm a referee and I see that going on, that's just kind of, I don't know, that it's not that it's cheating, but there was a guy that was going to grab him, and then I'm not really sure who the defensive lineman was for the Rams, but he was going to grab him, and then Lyle Collins picked up Dak and kind of moved him to the back. Was it a bad call? I don't know. I don't really know the rules for that, but if I'm as a viewer, I was a little bit shocked and kind of just wondering what the hell was going on at that point, because it seemed like it wasn't legal, but again, I don't know the rules for it, so I'm not outraged because of that. And in either ways, that's not what lost us the game. What lost us the game was the defense. So that's probably the main reason why I'm not outraged of that. And I'm kind of used to getting bad calls going the Cowboys way. So it didn't really affect me that much. I was just kind of wondering what the hell's going on right now. But outraged? No, I think that would be way too much. Plus, now that I've had some time to kind of digest this loss, I'm feeling a lot better. Obviously, after the game, I wasn't feeling too good. I was pretty sad. But I was sad because of the way the defense performed. Obviously, that we lost the game too. But I was kind of shocked, honestly, that the defense performed so poorly, especially on the defensive line. Those holes were just huge. Anybody could have ran through those holes, and it was embarrassing. It was a little embarrassing that C.J. Anderson ran for so many yards along with Todd Gurley. I mean, they had two 100-yard rushers. I mean, that's really bad, especially for a defense that's supposed to be a top defense. I thought going into that game, the Cowboys were supposed to have the best defense left in the playoffs. Man, did they have I still think they're a really good defense. It's just they had a really bad day. It was a terrible time, too, to have a shitty day. All right, let's get right back into it. To start off this episode, I started off with the question, what should be the main priority for the Dallas Cowboys this offseason? I think you already know my answer. My answer to that is get rid of Scott Linehan and get a new offensive coordinator in there. I think most of you would agree with that. And then after that, I think what we need to do is we need some safety help. I don't think Jeff Heath is a long-term solution at safety. I think he's a really, really good special teams player, and occasionally he has really good plays, but I don't think he's a long-term solution. I'd like to keep him around as a special teams player and as a backup, but nothing more than that. I think that we should look in the draft for a safety who can run around everywhere and give us better coverage than Heath does right now. Heath is a really big tackler. Sometimes he goes for the big tackle, sometimes even to a fault. And occasionally I see him trying to strip the ball away when what he really should be doing is tackling, wrapping the guy up and bringing him down. I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to force a fumble, which would be better than a tackle. But Heath, if it doesn't work the first two, three, four times, wrap the guy up, man. He's still gaining 4 or 5 yards every single time you try to do that. So I think that's our secondary. That's our second thing that we need to do, is shore up our secondary with a better safety. And I'm not sure if I'm the only one, but I think we need a defensive tackle. We need somebody who is a really good run-stopping defensive tackle. Just a big body that's in there and then just takes up space. You know what I mean? Antoine Woods did kind of a good job this year, but I'd like to have a real stud in there. Malik Collins is kind of a smaller guy, at least from my point of view, and occasionally he'll have really good games, but he seems to have had a little bit of a drop-off in his game. So I'd like to see a safety. I'd like to see a defensive tackle, but my main priority is getting rid of Scott Linehan and bringing in a quarterback guru or offensive coordinator, so that we can see what Dak Prescott is really made out of. Because before they pay this guy, they need to make sure that they have what they want in him. According to all reports, they do. I'm not as convinced as they are. But really, if you look around the league, who are you going to take other than Prescott that would be available? There's not very much choice. There's not a lot of quarterbacks to choose from, you know. So another coordinator who can hopefully work some magic with Prescott to make him a better thrower of the football, really. I know that Kellen Moore is supposed to be this guy who has, who his football IQ is just supposedly very, very good. He's supposed to be very football smart. I don't know. I can't tell. All I see from the outside is when I'm looking at, when I'm watching the games, I see him on the bench, and it looks like Dak Prescott doesn't really respect him. At least that's what I gather whenever I see it. I may be the only one though, but that's what I see. So to recap, main priority to me is getting rid of Scott Linehan. Priority number one. Priority number two, safety. Priority number three, defensive tackle. Oh, and I forgot one more, keeping Chris Richard. I know that the Dolphins already hired Adam Gase as their head coach, but Chris Richard, I think, was still under the radar for some other teams. I think Chris Richard needs to stay. And it was great to see that Rod Marinelli said that he would do whatever it takes to keep Chris Richard. So that's awesome. That's freaking awesome. So that's another priority, keeping Chris Richard, because he was able to do really good things with the secondary that we have. I can't even imagine what he can do if he has the ability to draft some of his type of players. So let's just hope that he becomes defensive coordinator this year and gets a big pay raise so that he can stay. I know that head coaching job would be great from his point of view, but from a Cowboys fan point of view, I need him to stay. I don't want him to stay. I need him to stay. And in other news, it looks like Leighton Vander Esch was named to the Pro Bowl after all. So that's, I think from my count, that's 6 Pro Bowlers. And apparently Jalen Smith was named as an alternate, which is really good. But I think I would have had it the other way around. If you listen to these podcasts, you know that I say Jalen Smith is better than Leighton Vander Esch and doesn't get the respect or the love that I think he should be getting. So that's pretty good. So now 6 Pro Bowlers and counting, it looks like. Oh, and let me just say one more thing. I am so happy the Eagles lost to the Saints. I wasn't watching that game because I hate the Eagles, right? But I was keeping up with the score, and when I was looking at the score, the Eagles were winning 14-10, I believe. And I was like, oh dear God, I'm not going to be able to deal with the Eagles winning and getting to the NFC Championship and the Cowboys losing and not getting there. I was not going to be able to deal with that. So when I saw that, well, first of all, my initial thoughts was like, damn, the Eagles keep winning with Foles. I wonder what they're going to do this offseason. And then I thought, well, if they get rid of Wentz, that's a stupid call. Wentz is clearly the more talented guy. They just can't seem to win with him for some reason. But then it was like, God, I hope they don't win. And so I'm so thankful they lost, because I wouldn't have been able to deal with that. I hate the Eagles so much. Like I've said before, there's only one other team that I hate more than them, and that's Boca Juniors. And that's a soccer team, which is not for this podcast, but I mean, I'm so happy they lost. That's an understatement, I think. And hey, in other news, if you haven't heard yet, Netflix is raising prices. So, yeah, there you go. They're raising the prices. Not that much, but still. I that's the only thing I watch right now is Netflix, Hulu, and regular TV only when the Cowboys play or Chivas play. So I don't watch TV at all. I watch Netflix, so that was kind of interesting. If you haven't heard it, go check to see what your price is going to go up. I know there's different tiers, and they're going up like $1 or $2, depending on the tier you have. So it's nothing significant, but I thought it was worth mentioning. Oh, and one other thing before I forget. Apparently, the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff was named the coaching staff again for the NFC Pro Bowl team. That's a little bit of a shocker to me. I'm not sure if that's based on any merit, but I'm not really sure what they did to deserve that call up, if it can be called that, or that prestige, if it is prestigious, I'm not really sure. I don't know. But I feel like if the coaching staff gets called to be the Pro Bowl staff, that would be like a player getting called to the Pro Bowl because they had a good year. So I don't know what the Cowboys coaching staff is doing there. If you were to tell me it's based off of the defense coaching staff, then I guess I would have to agree with that. But it's definitely not based off of what the offensive coaching staff did, at least not from what anything I saw. If it is considered to be some kind of prestigious award or something, I'm not sure. But hey, let me know. If you know, let me know at thedrivecowboysaddict@gmail.com. That's what it's there for. So I think that's going to be it for today. Like I just said, let me know what you think at thedrivecowboysaddict@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts, your comments, frustrations, anything that you'd like to be included in the show moving forward. And see you next time. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe or follow wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts. And if you follow me on Twitter at @Dallas_addict, you'll get notifications for whenever a new episode comes out. So you can listen to it as soon as they come out. All right, later.